Okay, gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings. Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Red Mill Pond North and South subdivision amended condition.
This is another, or this is a second request to amend the condition of approval requiring all amenities and rec facilities being constructed and open to use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. On March 19th of 2008, the commission approved the deletion of walking trails throughout the project, and the applicants at the time proffered to construct a separate swimming pool on Red Mill Village South, which is, remains commenced any construction on that portion yet.
Yeah, and so just for, to add to that, this north side is north of the railroad, and the south portion is south of the railroad next to Route 9.
Between the railroad and Route 9. Mm-hmm. Between the railroad and Route 9.
Yeah, and Route 9.
South,
yeah.
Portion, yeah.
Right. What did I say, south Route 9? Didn't mean that.
The project has since gone into receivership. The receiver is Land Tech Services. They were familiar with another project they took over in the county. They're requesting that the gazebo and the boardwalk for the north section would be constructed once the 170th building permit's issued. There's 321 lots in the north section. I would guess, what, Lawrence, maybe 50 homes?
Probably, yeah. I didn't think they'd stop building. I was surprised that they went in and did a receivership.
I thought they were going gangbusters myself.
Huh?
I thought they were going gangbusters, too.
I thought they were doing good. I was surprised.
So they're requesting to build a cabana and a boardwalk out on the pond after the issuance of the 170th building permit. And then they would construct the pool and the cabana in the south section after the issuance of the 80th building permit. And there's 177 lots in the south section, and I provided each of you a copy of their letter. Lawrence and I went out there a couple years ago,
yeah.
The swimming pool's in on the north section, the clubhouse is in, for sidewalks. Streetlights were up.
Yeah. I mean, what we really went in to see was there was an issue about what they could clear in the wooded portion of the wetland next to the pond. And what we really talked about was just clearing and grubbing, not really cutting trees. And it was understory basically what they were cutting, so they would see the visual from the clubhouse, you'd be able to see the pond. And that's pretty much what we settled on. And then we reported that, I believe, to the commission at that time. Yeah, I was surprised that it went the way it did, because it seemed like they're still building out there, I thought.
Have any of the homes been sold?
Oh, there's you know, several.
People living in there.
Oh, yeah, there's several. The majority of them, I would say, have been sold, the ones that are up. I don't think there's a lot of spec homes sitting in there.
Gentlemen, I don't have a problem with the south section, because construction hasn't started, and no homes have been sold, and I think we've had other subdivisions where we've made changes. I do have a problem with a development that's been under construction. Homes have been sold and probably have been sold with certain promises being made to the folks that have bought in there. I know that's been an issue for us with some other subdivisions where homes were already built and occupied, and so as far as I'm concerned, they should be stuck with the northern section to complete it as agreed, and the southern section let it go. Let them change it to the 80th home.
And that's less than 50% on the south section. So they're allowed, they would only give them back 50% of the construction before they did that, so that's not too far off.
Do we know if any of the homeowners have been contacted?
No.
We've not contacted them.
Do you know if any of the developers have, or any of the people have?
I don't know that, no.
If they had a letter of support from the HOA, then you might could get another, have another opinion of the north section even, but we don't have anything.
Well, I think the only way that, that it would appeal to me, because here again, we have this issue of expectation and reliance, you know, that people, these folks bought these places relying on, you know, what was being told.
You don't know whatever, what, there are different lawyers told different people, you really don't know, you should talk to them all.
However, if the current property owners agreed, then I wouldn't have too much of a problem with it. But I think we would need to know that they were on board with it. What do you think?
Absolutely, I mean,
You could.
You know, it's the same thing we had with, what was it, Sea Chase? Those properties were advertised with their clubhouse and their swimming pool and all that, and that was.
And it isn't out of the question that the current residents would agree, because, you know, there's the cost of maintaining those things too, which they may not wish to be confronted with until there are enough homeowners to spread it comfortably. Shane, you were gonna say something?
You could defer it, and I could send them a letter requesting that they contact the property owners and get verification that there is an agreement.
I like that idea.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
We wouldn't put it back, it wouldn't be put back on until we did get something from them.
Well, and something, not something, we need something from, a signature from the homeowners or something that indicates that, you know, not just their say-so. I don't say anything.
And do you want to, the one thing you have to watch when you ask for a letter from the HOA is who has control of the HOA.
Absolutely.
I think we're talking about the individual.
Individual.
So you want the, that's what I'm saying. You want them letters back.
I want the individual homeowners.
Okay.
A signed petition or a letter from the individual homeowner.
Yeah.
Rather than
I agree with the control. The second part hasn't been developed. Nobody's been harmed.
No problem with that.
No problem with that.
And if you tell them that, it might satisfy them anyway, because they're talking about the gazebo and a boardwalk. Or what the cost is there. They haven't shown us what the cost is.
I don't have a problem with the way you proposed it, as far as approving the second part. And but the first thing they need before we act on that, can we separate that though? Can we separate those two things? Because they're all part of one application.
I would think you'd take it all up as one.
I think, yeah, I don't think we can say yes to part of it and come back later to the rest of it. I think we have to say come back later. You know, come back with more information.
Is that right?
Well, that's what, sorry, that's
Couldn't make a motion referencing the north side requiring this. See, the south side not even started.
Right.
It's approved and recorded, but it's not started. They couldn't make a two-part motion that says that the commission deferred action on
the applicant. Side. The applicant made one application, is that correct?
Just a letter of request.
Request, yeah, but it's one.
Not a public hearing. It's a request to amend.
Okay.
A condition already established. If they could do a motion to defer action on the request on the north section with the condition that they announce, and then announce that they have no objection to the request for the south section, allowing them to not have to start or build the pool and the cabana until completion of the 18th unit.
And they are now at, they've not completed any units?
Oh, south section, never, the roads aren't even cut. It's all new. I mean, it's a section that's approved and it can't really be deleted because it's a part of the whole project, but there's just a section divided by the railroad.
Well, is it possible that if you got feedback from existing owners in the north section, that would in some way affect what you did with regard to putting the building of the amenities on the south side further out? I mean,
well, what they did, they basically started the north side closest to the pond as their first phase and have built it. And there's, like Shane said, there's probably 50 houses out there. I'm not sure just the exact number, but there's probably close to 50.
So the idea on the south side is there have been no representations to owners because they haven't even marketed it.
No, hadn't marketed it. Still raw land.
I suppose you could do that.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, it's
Well, don't have to, you could get, by deferring, you get some incentive.
Right.
From the receivers to get what we need to resolve the whole issue. Could they haven't started on the south side, so it really doesn't matter, I guess.
I don't think they're in a rush. If you just want to defer the whole thing to give Shane time to work it up, and then we can consider it all as one later on. I don't think they're in a big hurry, but obviously the record will reflect that we were seemed to be favorably disposed to that, and if we wish to pass that on to them, that's not a problem. It's not a motion.
Well, and
it's in the record.
I'd also be interested in knowing what they would anticipate the cost of building this gazebo and walkway to the gazebo. You know, we're talking, you know, mega bucks. Are we talking? So I mean, it's reasonable. So, and what the hardship is on that. But just my thoughts. Mr. Chairman, concerning Red Mill Pond North and South subdivision, amended condition, my motion is for deferral to allow time for the applicant to respond to the issues and concerns raised by the commission this evening.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend deferral. To defer action on the Red Mill Pond North and South subdivision amended condition to give the staff opportunity to communicate with the applicant and to gather some additional information. All those in favor say aye.
Was there a second? I thought you did. I thought I heard you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.